With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Chuck Schumer cries uncle.
I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country to minimize the harms to the American people. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
The Senate Minority Leader's declaration ahead of a Senate vote today on a Republican stopgap spending bill to keep the government going through the end of September. Democrats had threatened to block the GOP bill, and that would have brought on a partial government shutdown. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent applauds Republicans for standing together for the good of the economy, the good of the country.
We have had incredible Republican unity this since January 20th, and the fact that the Democrats are in disarray, they're flailing.
To avoid a government shutdown, the Senate faces a midnight deadline to approve the spending bill, a continuing resolution in legislative parlance. The Trump administration expected to appeal a federal judge's ruling ordering the rehiring of probationary employees laid off from a half dozen agencies as the administration works to trim the size and the cost of government. Also at SRNNews.com, a dozen people suffer minor injuries after an American Airlines plane made an emergency landing at Denver International Airport yesterday afternoon, then caught fire. More than 2,000 jobs being cut by Johns Hopkins University. This follows the loss of $800 million in funding by USAID. Will Russia go along with the U.S. brokered ceasefire for Ukraine?
So far, President Trump has kind of stayed in line with the saying that the ball's in Russia's court, and now we're still waiting to see what happens.
That's the BBC's Marilyn Thomas. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 242 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 198. This is SRN News. Transgender people are organizing.
A group calling itself the Trans Army has established a social media presence and is urging people who are living as the opposite sex to prepare for rebellion, in their words. The Trans Army Facebook page is seeking to recruit transgender police and members of the military and is advising them to stockpile weapons, adding, quote, "We won't wait for them to come for us. This time we come for them." Facebook says the Trans Army has not violated any of its policies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican lawmaker in Maine is suing the state's Democratic House Speaker over her censure following a social media post critical of transgenderism. State Representative Laurel Libby's post condemned the state's practice of allowing boys to compete against girls in school sports. Libby has filed a federal lawsuit arguing that the censure violates her right to free speech. Because she has been censured, she has been stripped of her right to speak and vote on the House floor. This is SRN News. A harrowing story of survival out of the Midwest.
Brianna Castle was trapped in her car from last Thursday night until this Tuesday. Her father tells ABC News that the 41-year-old woman had fallen asleep at the wheel and veered off the road into a ditch in Newton County, Indiana. Castle had been reported missing by family members, but her car wasn't visible from the road. Her father says his daughter was stuck in her car and couldn't get out, so she survived by dipping her hooded sweatshirt into a small creek nearby. That's how she got the water to her mouth. On Tuesday, a man operating drainage equipment saw Castle's car and told his supervisor, who's also a fire chief. They found Castle inside the car, conscious and able to speak. I'm Donna Water.
A Missouri man gets a 13-year prison sentence for shooting and wounding a St. Louis youth football coach. The man was upset over his son's playing time. More details at SRNNews.com.